But seriously, my brothers, it is basically me who has graduated this guy from Buladeni. If I hadn't lent him that last 2 million for the fees to finish, he was talking about just letting her stay at home until they get the money. I'm really proud of my contribution. In fact, even if Dulabele is unable to pay, at least I may wait until he can get arranged for the installment from her first job.
Or you could just use it as a dowry and take her as your third wife.
Yes, Opongo. She is actually one of the most beautiful women I have ever seen. So it wouldn't be such a bad move. Opongo. You could actually take Akelo as your third wife if her father is unable to pay up.
For you, Patrick. Girls are just a collection in your mind. Even that Betty you married is still beautiful to you. Come on, she's 43 years old already. But you are right that Akelo really is striking. Apart from graduating as a full lawyer, Oduladebe is surely blessed. May the best man win her hand.
But Ikasa, what is it? I've been trying to teach you all these years. You are now 18 years. You are in senior 3 and you still don't know how to prepare a ball. You don't even work hard at school. You see now this Akelo, what she has made of herself, that girl has suffered to reach where she is today. This old fees is for her alone. Do you understand? You could also have the same, my daughter.
Yes. Do you girls see how all of us mothers hear her working every day in the gardens and selling in the markets to educate you along with the boys? You don't know that we wish we could have had the same chance you girls have these days. Our fathers only educated your hang-ons.
And now see what has become of some of those so-called educated uncles of yours. Egwang is the satisfied village drunkard. Otra is the officer in charge of the town people's cattle.
You mean our very own village, cowherd?
Hello. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. May I have your attention, please? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me much pleasure to introduce myself as your master of ceremonies on this great occasion. I'm called Mr. Handsome Okelo.
Handsome.
I'm really serious. You can ask my mother. She decided that since I was so ugly when I was born, she needed to boost my confidence by naming me something like Handsome. But as you can see me now, she was not very wrong. Hey, ladies.
Hey.
I hereby welcome you all to our guardian queen, Lucy Akelo's graduation party. Any minute from now, the graduate shall grace this occasion with her presence. She'll be arriving from the saloon where she went to make herself pretty for all of you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Here she is, the graduate from the Great Hill of Makerere University herself. Please join me to welcome our very own Lucy Akelo. Please put up the music to welcome our majesty, the queen. This is our own version of Chokan. So please stand in our majesty's honor. The Queen of Lyra is here to grace us with her presence. Your kindest majesty, we hereby welcome you most gracious presence amongst us humble folk. You may hereby sit, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Now that her gentle majesty has taken her magnified seat, silence, please. Silence. And now, through his servant, Reverend Max, I would like to invite God to be our chief guest and guide at this function and to chase our devil from our stomachs. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hey, yes, that's the first weapon to chase away the devil. Before we pray, allow me to say something small about our daughter and Queen Lucy Akelo. I watched Queen Lucy and her parents battle and struggle through the journey to the Great Hill. And for her big success today, I truly thank our Creator and God. Let us now pray. God in heaven, we thank you for this day. We ask you to bless all our proceedings and send your Holy Spirit to be with us today and always. Bless Akelo with a good job and give her a family of her own. And now, God, about the eats and drinks we shall partake of. Some people have food, but no appetite, while others have appetite, but no food. We thank you, God, that today we have both of them. All this we ask in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Reverend Max, for the magnificent prayer. At this juncture, let me invite Mr. DJ to entertain us with another good dance tune as we share drinks before the Father of Her Majesty speaks.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe I am the happiest person in Uganda today. In fact, I really must be the one who has graduated today. My queen and daughter is just joking. Oh, may I take this opportunity to welcome all of you to my home as we celebrate our achievement as a family. I say this because it was out of joint effort that Akelo, my own African queen, was able to achieve a degree. My dear fellow reverends, we have really come from far. I remember how we would almost have no food in the house before each semester, just because we would have just paid school fees, as well as at the end of the semester, because we had to prepare for the next semester. I actually paid Akelo's school fees out of money made from making sisal ropes, fishing, selling some bits of food crops, as well as some cash crop. Akelo's mother, we seated there, which is the gizzard of my hand and love of my life. Also made some pancakes to ensure that we finished our education. Now, looking at her, I know the sweat of our hands was very big, what? the fruit of our labor. Many people discourage me about educating a girl child, but seeing my African queen today, I believe it was worth it to all parents. Dear guest, the girl child is as important as the boy child. Please concentrate on your daughter's education deliberately. It was probably easier for me to take that choice, since Lucy was the only child we were blessed to have in this family. On another note, I wish to recognize my new friend, Mr. Odonkara, for bearing the entire burden of the success that this function has become. Sir, would you please stand for recognition? Once again, to all of you, thank you for coming. We all know, a celebration is not worth without your friend and loved one around you. Thank you.
Opoma, this man has forgotten your contribution.
Yes, in fact, when he was saying, I wish to recognize my friend, I thought, finally, our moment of glory has finally arrived. Our brother is finally being thanked for his fatherly part. But no, it was this other Odonkara. This is a shame.
Yes, and you know what this means. It means our brother has just earned himself a new wife.
Shut up, you fools. Can you see how I have been disgraced? This is why they say it is better to help a cow because you can drink its milk, or you help a dog because it barks when your enemy comes to attack you. For some people, when you help them and they don't appreciate, Oduladebe, you have beaten the hands that feed you. You are not even grateful for the help I gave you to complete your chief queen's school fees. And she would have never congratulated without my help. Tomorrow, you must pay me my money. In fact, I'm coming tomorrow. First thing in the morning, and I take either your land or that little girl of yours you call the queen. She will become my wife and slave. Oduladebe, you had better start saving from the remainders of this party. Let us see whether this Odonkara of yours will fix that problem. Hey! No.
Where I met the meta.
Hello, Koryapa. Oduladebe, you mean you are still sleeping? No wonder you are so poor. Come out and give me my money.
Opongo, please, be more civil.
What? Civil? Civil? When I was making sure your daughter graduates, who was being civil? I mean civil. When I was becoming patient for the last year waiting for my money, who was being civil? And now you have the guts to ask me to be civil. How dare you?
Please, Opongo, I'm really sorry for what happened yesterday. It is because I was under tension, so I somehow failed to remember your name. It was the first time I was given a speech of as the honored man, but I'm really grateful. Please, give me more time. I will pay you money back. You know how money is. Today it is here, tomorrow it visits your enemy.
What? Now I'm your enemy. I lend you my money and you call me your enemy. Let me show you an enemy. I'm taking a killer to my house until you pay back my money.
Uda. No. Please, Mr. Pungwa. Please wait. I am Mr. Pungwa. Think about what you are doing. Do not turn Lucy into a trading piece. Think of her as your own daughter. We have been neighbors long enough. Yesterday was only a mistake. Not intentional. Give us some more time. We will pay you money back.
Woman! Yes. Take your hands off my brother. Your husband here is the one to blame. I thought that after all these years of being neighbors, we would be understanding of each other. But your husband...
Good morning, Mr. Pong.
Ah, I don't greet women in the morning. I have come here to take you away if you people don't pay me my money. Come, let us go.
How much is that money, Mr. Pong?
Why are you asking me? I am the one who has educated you. You are a grand girl. You are coming with me.
I'm fully aware that it's by your kindness and I have successfully completed my education thus far. And I want to assure you that I above my father and mother, am even more grateful to you for having allowed it into your heart of hearts to give your daughter this opportunity in life. Mr. Kloon, I'm most grateful. However, for us to make it possible for you to be paid as immediately as possible, I would need to know exactly how much we owe you. Again, Mr. Pong, how much do we owe you?
Huh? You think you can pay me back right now? Do you have the cash hidden somewhere in the house? You ask your father how much he owes me.
The sum is 2 million shillings only. But my daughter, please, stay out of this issue. This is between I and my neighbor.
2 million only? It has been a year since that money was taken from me. And you expect that it is still the same worth. There is no interest added of another million.
Fair enough, Mr. Pong. But you are aware that in the absence of an evidence or written agreement, there is a need to represent both yours and our interests in a manner accepted for both parties. Therefore, I'm suggesting that you reduce your interest to a more reasonable interest of 100,000 shillings.
Odulaben, is this how you have brought up your daughter? To meddle in the affairs of men like this. This is unacceptable. Young girl, your place is in the kitchen, the garden, and bedroom. You better understand that before you allow another word out of your silly mouth.
What is your proposal then, Mr. Pong? If my family is not immediately able to afford your terms?
I already told you that I am taking you with me.
And you do realize that any effort to carry out such a threat would constitute a case of abduction with foul intent and dehumanization by valuing human life against mortality terms. You also realize that the witness here may choose to speak against you in a court of law if indeed you did carry out your threat.
Hey, this is so unfair. All I want is my money. Are you people saying you have stolen my money from me?
No, Mr. Pong. No one has suggested that. All we are saying is that it is possible to pay you back over a more reasonable time and at a more reasonable interest rate. But you have to agree to sign all this on paper with the local council as witness. As it seems, this was not done earlier.
You people, I want my 3 million right here and now, or else I take this silly girl of yours away from here until it is all paid.
Mr. Pong, how much is your daughter?
What? Why do you ask me how much my daughter is? My children are not worth money.
Am I less human being than your daughter is, so that I should be exchanged for money while she's not?
Okay, how long are you proposing?
Opungo. We are all hardworking people in this family and between us. We shall pay you full amount of money in 6 months.
But that is what you said 1 year ago. You have just held an expensive party yesterday without paying my money. You have to produce my 2 million plus at least 500,000 within a month from now. And that is final.
Mr. Pung, there is nothing final on this earth. We would all agree, and then suddenly, all of us die within the year. Anything can happen. And yesterday's party was purely under the funding of my friend, Mr. Odonkar. I'm suggesting at least 3 months to pay 2,100,000 shillings.
I'm accepting 2 months for 2,200,000. I will bring the local council chairman as witness, and we shall sign to that. Oduladebe, if it hadn't been for this daughter of yours and her cool head, I was going away with something of yours, including your land. Today, hey, you people are joking.
My daughter, I thought I already lost you. Hey, it really pays to educate your children. You see, Oduladebe, how your daughter has outwitted the madman. Women, don't joke with them. We are wise. Hey, we are not stupid.
Teresa, my wife, please calm down a bit. Please calm down a bit. And we find out how to resolve our problem. You people have seen with your own eyes and heard with your ears what is happening. What can we do now?
Akilo,
today you have spoken most boldly, and I'm proud that one day you shall prove to this old town that we did not waste our time and sweat on you. You have spoken and convinced Mr. Pungo to give us 2 months when I have thought we needed 6. You sound like you have a plan in mind. What could we possibly do to make that kind of money in 2 months in this era of ours? I know this man, Mr. Pungo, he can do anything. Would you have taken him on as a husband?
What? I don't understand that. Are you mad? The man with so many wives and children, if you give a call to him as a wife, I will leave this home and just go away. I would rather die than see my daughter suffering next door.
My father, my mother, I'm real sorry for what has happened. I know it's not of your own making, and neither is it my fault. Please let this calamity not divide you. Instead, we need to fight as a team, and we will overcome the problem. I suggest that you continue asking Mr. Opong to give you some more time. Meanwhile, let me consult with some of my friends in town and see what to do. For now, I have made sure that Mr. Opong understands that he will be dealing with the law if he touches any of us. But we must also understand that our property will be at stake if we do not move quickly and use some wisdom in dealing with such people like Opong in order to finally win in this situation.
The door is open.
Daddy, glad to see you. Hello, my sweetheart. Come in. I was just thinking about how much I miss you when you knock at the door. How have you been?
Oh, I've been okay. Just as usual. Busy looking for a job.
What drink can I offer for you, my love?
Fanta Citrus, please. But I won't be able to stay long, as I have an interview in town at 3, and that's within an hour. I suppose could still buy some time with you.
That's not a problem, my dear. Buying time with me is never expensive. I am always here for you. You know that? Since I met you around Kampa, I just decided you are the kind of person I can easily set aside special time for.
Oh, that's sweet. You keep saying the sweetest things. Shaban, you are a real treasure to be with. Sometimes, if I need to cut down on some of the ugly tensions of the day, just sitting and talking with you is so much fun. Thank you for being such a friend. And Shaban, my family and I really, really thank you from the bottom of our hearts again for the weekend graduation party. You are truly a kind man, Shaban, and I'm grateful for that kind of friend. Between you and Sam, you are the closest friend I have ever had in the last few years.
Can you remind me who this Sam is again?
Oh, you remember Sam, my classmate at law school. He's now with Legal Aid Project in Kampala. Whenever I had some kind of trouble, Sam would always find a way for us to talk and it would help so much. But we are far apart now, so you are the only friend I really have now. I feel I can openly and freely talk about anything and everything with you.
And that, my dearest, is what I wanted us to discuss today. Lucy, we have been in this relationship for quite some time. Since your campus days. And like you yourself just said, we are much closer as friends. And much more than some couples planning on the future together. You understand me so well. And I am quite sure I like you also very much. I find myself thinking of how you so much nowadays than ever. I think it's better you are more around than you used to be since you were at school. Seeing you every day, I began to think maybe you should be rethinking this relationship. My dear Lucy Akelo, only beloved daughter of Yoruma Duladebe, will you please marry me?
Oh my goodness, Shaban, this is so sudden.
No, my dear queen, this has been going for long enough for you to see that we are perfect for each other. Please don't be so stupid, surprised. Please don't be so surprised.
No, no, it's not that. It's just that. Well, look at us. I'm 24 years old and you have just said before that you are 48, Shaban. That makes me half your age. Exactly. Don't you think that presents a problem?
It's only a number. What matters is that we see the value in each other and that we shield that value for the rest of our lives together. And think about it. I have saved myself all these years to marry only you. Remember when I said I was deliberately avoiding all other women, waiting for the perfect fit for my heart. And you, my sweetest Lucy Akelo, are that one who has so fitted my life and future that I can't tell which is you and which is my heart anymore. Look, I will offer you everything you have ever dreamed of. Think about all the things you have always dreamed of. I am there.
Ah, Shaban, You really do say the nicest things. You make my heart so light just listening to you. Please, just give me some time. Think about it.
Of course. Of course, my dear. Take all the time you need. I understand it's a very big decision. If you try to give me an immediate answer, they will not take you seriously.
Look,
your time is nearly up for making it to that interview. Let me drive you there.
I do appreciate that very much, Chopin. And many thanks for the chilled drink. I needed that.
So please, relax. Talk to your father about it. And let me know whenever you are ready. Okay?
Okay, Chopin. You are so kind and understanding. Thank you so much for that. It's just that so much is happening right now. I've just graduated. I'm still looking for a job. I'm sorting out some problems at home, and then I add on getting married into all that rubbish of my life. No, there is no way I can burden such a good friend like you with all that.
Oh, please, my Lucy. There is no way you can ever be a burden to me. Really, it's okay. I understand.
Thanks for the ride, Chopin. I will see you later.
It's my pleasure. May I sit and wait for my African queen right here?
Okay, no. You are surely more busy than that. You go on. I will pass by later.
Oh, no. My dear, this season, most of my commitments are abroad. I am usually busiest in Lira during the produce seasons. So you will find me right here.
Okay, thanks again.
Yes, hello?
Undugu Jema Sema?
This is Donkara. So is Project for going?
Yes, yes. I've just dropped her off for an interview. She must accept. That would be such a financial boost to my business. I can't just see myself right now the richest and most powerful man in Luolan. Allah help me. Oh, but I must keep this relationship a secret. Let someone tell her the truth about me. In fact, immediately she accepts. I will rush the marriage so that by the time she comes to know the truth, I will have married her. And she will be my property already. She will not be able to do anything then. I need you to check on the other issue with that fool who is refusing to give up the plot in Entebbe. He should accept the 6 million and go. What if his friends have got 14 million? We should show him a little African remote control. Hey! Here she comes. Where are my manners? I need to hang up and change faces. That was fast. What? They didn't like you. I expected you to take more time. How was it?
It was an entire hour of discussion, but I'm confident it will be fruitful.
You are a bright lady with exceptional qualities. They would not be thinking if they did not hire you. You must be angry. Let's go for lunch in that cozy place out of town.
Okay. Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Welcome back. I had started getting worried. You know, this place has its own problem with young girls like you. Can you imagine? Now they are calling you a golden egg of the village. I learned at once at that well today. I told Mama Rosa I was a bearer of the golden egg, making me as valuable. You should remind your father about Hot One. What is that you are carrying?
Thank you, Mama. These are drinks that Odonkara bought for you.
Oh, all right. Come in and sit down. How has your day been? How was the interview?
It went very well, Mama. I have high hopes about it.
Mama, the interview took some time and I wanted to ensure she is safe, so I brought her back.
Thanks. It's very kind of you, Donkara. You treat this family very well. So how is your business?
It's doing well.
Good.
We are quite busy since we are entering the festive season, where sales are high.
Well,
it should be a day. Home right now. It's getting late.
Oh dear. Our visitor is leaving without eating anything. It's a pity. Our supper is not yet ready.
Don't mind. I will eat another day. This is a home. Good night.
My dear, I don't know. This man is getting too close to my daughter. And he looks old. I hope he does not lower her into sex. This man of these days. Does it mean he has not been married from this long? But how can it be? They say he is from Esaza's village. I will ask her about him. That will be the first thing tomorrow morning.
Hey, Teresa, my wife, this man is so good and rich. Can I ask my daughter Carol to borrow money from him so we pay Okungoa? I wonder whose son he is. I wish he could ask Akelo's aunt in mine. I would have no objection. Akelo have been such a good girl. I hope she gets a good man like him.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Today also calls for interview celebration because, sweetheart, you were the only graduate in that interview.
My dear, please, don't get your hopes so high up yet. Remember, the old age never counts your chicks before they hatch.
I believe in Allah's blessing. Waiter, please, let's have the menu. Thank you for my man. Let me see. What shall we have, my love?
I will have another glass of juice, liver, some salads, and a chapati.
My girl, at this rate, you will not put on any amount of weight.
Hello, Lucy Atala speaking.
Yes, Lucy. This is Mr. Peter Chen calling from Chen Senior and Company Advocates. Yes, I would like to inform you that you have been successful in the interview you had for the post of legal assistant. Now, if you are able to accept the appointment, you would be required to report to duty at the firm next Monday at 9 o'clock. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. See you on Monday. Guess what? That was Ochen, Senia, and O. You are looking at their new legal assistant.
That's wonderful. Did I tell you you would make it? Akel, have you had enough time to think about my proposal?
Yes, I have. I accept. I will be glad to be called your wife, Odonka. However, could we take things slow? Now that I have a job, I will need some time to save enough money to pay off Opongo's debt before I can arrange for my introduction. We can do the ceremony next year.
What? Why wait that long? If this is about money, darling, don't worry. I am more than able. I am Sabano Donkara. In fact, I am willing to bear the entire introduction expense. And of course, this will not affect the dowry I bring, as it will still remain intact. You may get some money for the dowry to pay off Pumor's debt. To show you how much I want to have you by my side, I suggest we arrange for the traditional marriage for next Saturday. Since I am supposed to travel to Dubai in 2 weeks' time, and I would love to go with you.
Are you sure? That seems like a lot of preparation.
I am positive. I suggest we even start on the budget right now before I take you home.
My daughter, welcome back. How has been the day? This side, it has been too hot. The clothes I washed got dried in a second. And then at the well, do you remember that woman?
Thank you, Mama. I will just talk to you and Papa later. Let me see Odonkara off.
Good evening, Mama.
Good evening, my son. How is your work?
Fine. How is this place?
Trust me, I have enough stories to last far into this night. But since my daughter believes you are in such a hurry, it's okay.
Of course, Mama. I will be seeing you soon, though. Goodbye.
The same.
Imad, Papa, today I have two life-changing announcements to make. First and foremost, you are looking at the new legal assistant of Ochen Senior and co-advocates.
Oh, hallelujah! God has answered our prayers.
Thank you.
Oh, finally, we are about to get out of this poverty.
Surely.
Oh, after all this time, finally, it is time for development.
Remember, there is something else for me to say. Don't finish all the praises. A certain gentleman has asked me to marry me, and I've accepted.
That's wonderful news. A new job, a husband to be. What else a father can ask for? Akeno, who is the lucky man? You see, after school, a girl should get married, especially when she has got a job like you now.
My dear daughter, why hurry with marriage? First, settle down and establish yourself. Build a house, start a business. You are supposed to be empowered. Besides, do you really know all about the person you want to get married to? Do we know him? Who are his people? Where does he stay?
Shut down, you thin-legged woman. You are beginning with your negativity. You have started spoiling this thing. Do you just want Akilu to get spoiled by getting pregnant just without getting
married officially, as I got you before. Who is this lucky man, Akeno?
Mr. Shaban Odonkan.
You are definitely your father's daughter. I could not have chosen a better man myself. Oh, you are so blessed. You will not suffer lots of money and love there.
Oh, no. That man is too old for you, and there is something I don't trust about him. The way he carries himself around, it's as if, I don't know.
What is wrong with you, stupid woman? Your daughter has made a wonderful decision. Why can't you support her? Isn't it that what mothers are fought for?
He suggests the introduction ceremony takes place next Saturday.
Of course. The sooner, the better.
Has my family run mad? How can you accept this insane decision about your own life, Akela? And to think my so-called husband supports it. This is too soon. Don't you think he is rushing you because he has an ultimate motive? After all, you are the golden egg of the village.
No, Mama. It's because he will be going for a business trip to Dubai next month, and he wants us to go together. He has even offered to pay all the expenses concerning the ceremony.
What a wonderful son-in-law. Now we can kill two birds with one stone. Pay Pumor and marry off our daughter to a wealthy man. God be praised. I will wake up early morning tomorrow and meet the clan leader to mobilize an urgent clan meeting.
Odi,
Karibu. What brings you here so early in the morning today? It must really be a burning issue.
Good morning, my dear friend. I hope you slept well. As for me, I barely slept a wink last night. My friend, let me tell you something. You know this man, Odonkara, do you? He was the one I told you I feared was getting too close to my daughter, yet seems odd. Now, yesterday Akalo told us he asked for her hand in marriage, and she accepted. I don't know. What spirit entered my daughter at the time of her to say yes? The ceremony is for Saturday. Please, tell me more about this man. He is from your village.
Odonkara? Odon? Is he called Shaban?
Surely.
Ay. Run as far away from that man as you possibly can. He is known to have so many wives, girlfriends, and children that it is said he can form his own tribe. They even say he has AIDS. How can Akelo want to waste her future on such a man? She is not serious. You better warn her. Tell her that wealth of his should not blind her. It comes at a price. Let's talk about more pleasant things. Let me give you the brew I made so that you taste.
No. Thank my friend. I can't even stand that now. There's no appetite after what you have told me. Besides, I have a lot of work since the day has just begun. You know where Duladebe is now. He is busy having a meeting with the clan leaders about the introduction ceremony. Oh, men can be so blind. Can't he see he is helping Akelo to dig her own grave? Let me hurry to see Akelo. Akelo!
Yes,
Akelo.
Matt.
Please, sit down. I want to have a word with you. My daughter, I'm proud of you. You have grown up to be a woman of substance. Before you think about marriage, you have to be able to understand that it is a lifelong commitment and needs careful consideration before entering it. In marriage, everything, including herself, belongs to the man.
But Mama, this man has always let me do what I want.
My dear daughter, that stops with caution. In fact, once you are married, He will change. That is what men do. By the way, do you really know the man well? Do you know his family and friends? Compare his age to yours. They even say he has wives and children, and that he even has HIV and AIDS.
My mother, all those are false allegations. Those people are jealous. Odonkara says many people are jealous of him because he's very rich and that I'm a bright girl. He told me this would happen. But my own mother...
Listen, my daughter, why don't you first put all this preparation to us until we find out more about this Odonkara? I hear he has hundreds of women and children, and that he also has HIV and AIDS. Surely, you have some feeling of doubt about this man. How can you just let him...
Stop! Where do you get this false information from? You and your friend seems to enjoy tarnishing the other's image. Let your daughter be. Can't you see? She loves the man. You should be supporting her of all times. If that is the case, since we even need money to pay Okungo, it is okay. I will wake up early morning tomorrow and meet the clan leaders to mobilize an urgent clan meeting.
I want to take this chance to welcome all of you to this occasion. This is the second gathering in 2 months that Akelo has brought to this home. We'll have introductions later, but for now, I welcome Akelo's parents to officially welcome the guest to this home. We have a secretary taking minutes of all that is taking place here.
I'm very happy to welcome all of you to my home now that we are creating a long life friendship. I will give a chance to Han Elder to come and tell our guests our clan name and give the history of Akelo. But before that, let Teresa, Akelo's mother, just to greet the people.
I greet you all. You are most welcome to our home. They have said I only greet you, but I want to request that everything be put in writing. Thank you so much.
I also want to welcome the guests and all the parents, as well as the friends, to this gathering today. You will become our in-laws. Let me now talk about Akelo's background. She was born in this village, in a hut just next to this big tree over there in January 2nd, 1982. So, when you calculate, she is actually 25 years now. To save time, she finished her school at off October, and she is working as a legal assistant with one law firm in town. I thank you all for listening to me. Thank the elder for that information. Now let me take this chance to invite someone from Odankara's side to address us.
Thank you very much, MC. I am so happy to be in this home as a brother-in-law. We are from the Torongore clan in Ogoba Village. With this team, we have Mr. Odonkara, a tycoon in town who is 48 years old and a main guest. I regret to inform you that Raymond killed his parents, so they are not here, so he's actually an orphan. However, with him are uncles, aunties, brothers, and friends. For your information, Odonkara has been looking for a woman, so he has not been married. This we have brought 15 million shillings, 10 efas, 20 girls, and we have a pickup full of other goods like soap, paraffin, sugar, gumsy for the mother, and a suit for the father. I hope you will accept them in exchange for Akelo. Now let me invite you to view the animals.
We'll now invite the elder to come and take the gift as well as hand over Akelo to Ogoba clan.
I think I will also ensure my daughter's studies up to the level of a degree holder so that she can marry very expensively.
Teresa is very lucky. I will also struggle to make my daughter study until the end.
From my conclusion with other elders from our clan, we have no objections and we are happy to hand a kelo to you as a wife in exchange for the gifts. But I hope Odonkara is not married as you say. He announces that the wedding will be next Saturday. They will go to Dubai for honeymoon.
In Papa way to the kingdom in a bank, come with the back or when you want to come. In Papa way to the kingdom in a bank, come with the back or when you want to come.
I want to bring my younger sister here so that we can help support her since my parents have no proper income.
What about the money I gave them for the dowry and all those cows? Let them sell the animals if they have already used the money. We have been married for 6 months now and you have not yet conceived. What is the problem?
For me, I know I have no problem. Maybe you are the one who has a problem.
What? For your information, I have a yard full of children from my wives. And you want to say I am not a man. You are very stupid. And tomorrow, my two sons, Solomon and Ahmed, are coming to live with us. Here.
But...
Quiet! Make no mistake about this. You see those chairs there? The car, the house, all my money, everything you enjoy here is my property. And that foolish woman includes you. Your salary, your children. If you have ever get any, you are just part of my property.